This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel, reeling from the deadliest attack in half a century, formally declared war on Hamas Sunday as the conflict's death toll surged above 1,000 after the Palestinian militant group launched a massive surprise assault from Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu steeled the shocked and grieving nation for a long and difficult war after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Israel on Saturday and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took at least 100 hostages. A U.S. official says there's at least 4 American casualties from the attack in Israel, and the U.S. Defense Department is sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean Sea in support of Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says they're investigating reports of Americans taken hostage.
We're on guard wherever American citizens may be and could be in danger.
2 U.S. officials on condition of anonymity say the Pentagon sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean. The USS Gerald R. Ford, along with its warplanes, destroyers, and cruisers, as the Israeli government declares war on Hamas.
We have paid a heavy price, but we will restore security.
Defense spokesman Daniel Hagari. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The attacks on Israelis in Gaza over the weekend were war crimes, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations said on Sunday, as Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, killing 600 and abducting more.
Slaughtering civilians, abusing hostages, taking babies from their mothers. There are no words to describe such savagery.